So a longer, more relaxed chat with Kevin Day about his book, Who Are You? Which goes through 92 of the football teams. Well, more than 92, 98 in the end, deals with absent friends. And we'll come back to dealing with absent friends because I think it's an important part of football. I want to talk first about the... I think through the book I took two really interesting bits of regionalisation. So there's the Shrewsbury's and there's the Norwich's,
yeah,
and there's the even the North East clubs in a sense. For me, there's two really almost characters that get built, and it's the clubs that are around the mill towns of the North West, and there's the London clubs. Mm. And the reason why I sort of both give me pause is we've never had a time really we've had more Northern clubs, sorry, more London clubs in the Premier League than we sort of have now, more sort of clubs that, if you cast a very wide net and we include Watford, which I know is controversial, but if we go the whole hog, that's currently where we are. And then there's the idea of the Northern Mill clubs, yep, many of which have gone through really, really troubled times. Yeah. But it's fascinating to me that the thing about the London clubs, though, is what you put over brilliantly in the book is effectively how scatty they are. I've always been, it's all a bit mad, there's not tons of trophies in amongst these clubs, there never has been, never will be. And it's dead interesting to me that London's never really, like, London loves football, but it loves it in a really mad way. And as someone who comes from Liverpool and gets to do the jokes about London any way I want,
yeah,
like, it's a reminder that London's not one place, it's 43 different places and everyone's been mad.
It's the Watford thing is that my dad, God rest his soul, and I agree with him, used to get furious if Watford were on the big match. He'd just be really upset. Why Watford? Not a London team. What are they? The buses, they haven't got red buses. That is his criteria for what was London and what wasn't. But he was quite right. So even now, to this day, I go, when people say, oh, Palace, Watford, London, Derby, no, it's not. And then Hertfordshire, God's sake. The thing with London, and I've found this in my research, and I'm obsessed with history, and I'm really interested in the history of London as well, is that London, we don't do London very well. We know our part of London inside, yep, out, but for the most part, it's like, well, it's only because I'm a comedian that I would have no reason to go to Walthamstow,
yeah,
or Kilburn unless I was doing gigs. Well, I'd look at, why would I do that?